News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Only 644 apartments built in the country in the third quarter of this year. Joe Corr, president of the Irish Planning Institute. Why do you think apartments aren't being built?
Good morning, Shane. It is a shame that we're only looking at 600 apartments built. I mean, you know, clearly apartment living is the most sustainable development, and it's the optimal use of the development sites in a lot of cases. But I think it's about consolidation more so than just trying to solve the problems of housing delivery by height alone. Height would be part of the solution, but not the panacea.
Yeah, we're talking more about density than height here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are really. I mean, I was listening earlier, and there is a lot of discussion on height, but that is not the only solution. It's about consolidation. It's about the density, and we can achieve higher density without building scraping the sky. You know, consolidation is the key.
Yeah.
And the National Planning Framework and Project Ireland 2040 that was brought forward by the government this year, it calls for consolidation, priority of brownfield sites in the urban areas with $2 billion available to facilitate that in urban regeneration funding. So it the money's there as well.
Okay, Joe, I suppose my question is, I am constantly amazed when you go around Dublin and Cork, the number of suburban type houses that are built close to the city centre. Are the powers there at the moment for planners to actually say, no, you're not allowed to build those? Are the powers there to do so? And if so, why are they not being exercised?
Well, it can be achieved through, as you probably know, every city and county council has a development plan.
Mm-hmm.
So apartment development policies can be delivered in the development plans of each council. But these higher densities, they need to be based on evidence. And it's not the case that one size fits all. So you might see houses on some sites in city areas all right, but there may be reasons for that. Now, you know, always there is the case that, you know, the builders are the experts here. They know what sells. And as we were making our economic recovery, you know, I have a planning practice out here in Swords. You know, clients would be coming to me saying, listen, I want to revise that. I want to take the apartments out and put houses in. And I'd be saying,
I see, but builders always want to build houses.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, you know. So, you know, as planners, we would be advising clients to you know, have a look at the site, see how. But, you know, in terms of the city, Dublin City, and the outer suburbs, as you say, like it's you know, it would be difficult to say justify putting high density housing in towns, you know, around the outer rims of the city. Again, you know, I heard one of your listeners talking about the public transport and such like that. You know, that's the evidence that we need in order to justify apartment living, higher density living. Now, the apartment guidelines that came through earlier in the year, that gave some kind of guidance to builders in terms of, you know, if you live or if you're building close to transport hubs, you know, you can reduce your parking and stuff like that. So there are incentives there. Yeah,
builders will say they can't make money from apartments, that for a whole variety of reasons, that the cost per unit is higher. They say when you're selling a house, you can pre-sell them, for example, much more difficult, they say, to do that with apartments. And also, sorry, more importantly than that, you can get the funding for the bank as you go along with, you know, building a house at a time almost, whereas with apartments you can't do that. Are they right in saying they can't make money on apartments?
There is merit in what they're saying in terms of the heights. I mean, the higher you go, the more expensive it does become. You know, if you're to keep it in and around the six stories, that can be cost effective. That can be cost effective.
Why in Manhattan then? I know this is an extreme example. Sure. Why do we have, what is it, 50, 60 stories then, if it's more expensive to go higher? I'm not an expert in this, but I would have thought economics would say, if you've got a small parcel of land, the best way to maximise that is to build up.
No, and that's it. And I don't want to bamboozle listeners, but that's, you know, all of the calculations through plot ratios and stuff like that. It's, you know, again, I'd say to you, it's not one size fits all. it has to be looked at on a case-by-case basis, you know. And that's why I say, if we had a review of the development plan guidelines, which incidentally haven't been looked at since 2007, yeah, that would give good direction to local authorities in regard to formulating the policies.
Are local authorities not doing this? Are they not actually taking a strict line on this? Is that the bottom line?
Well, no, I think there is. I mean, as planners, as professional planners, we are always looking at, you know, the sustainable development of sites. Development plans, you know, there can be guidance from the executive planners in the council, all right, but it is a reserve function as well, meaning that ultimately it is the councillors who put in their changes, objectives, zonings and such like. So really, you know, the local authority, both the executive and the elected members, have roles to play here. I mean, if councillors want to deliver for their communities and they want to deliver housing during a housing crisis, that's precisely what they should be doing in their development plans.
Okay, we leave it there, Joe Corr, President of the Irish Planning Institute. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.